People who are familiar with Australia's censorship regime are predicting a long delay because any change to classification guidelines requires all Australia's attorneys general to agree. But the big question is, will the review result in more censorship or less? Censorship watchdogs are concerned that it could lead to less freedom of speech, Simon Lauder reports.
Under current guidelines, anything that's so abhorrent that it offends the standards of decency and morality of a reasonable adult is refused classification. That includes child abuse material, bestiality, extreme violence, including rape, detailed instruction in crime or drug use, and incitement of a terrorist act. Current guidelines were written for publications, film and computer games. Irene Graham, who's been running a website about Australian censorship laws since the 90s, says those guidelines have no place online.
Because the internet is not a media, it's a communications system. And, you know, we don't have classifications applying to our telephone conversations or letters we send or faxes we send. Why should it apply to material on a web page that you're accessing in your own home?
But the guidelines are already used to assess material on Australian websites, and after they're reviewed, they'll be used to determine which overseas websites will be blocked. Irene Graham says the rule against inciting crimes and drug use can be applied much more broadly to material on the internet, and the guidelines need to be tweaked to make sure they don't stomp on freedom of speech.
That category has the potential to ban kind of an untold number of things. I mean, that's where you get into this area of drug harm minimisation information and so forth. Will it be banned or not? Because will it be considered to promote drug use?
Dr. Philip Nitschke had his book about euthanasia refused classification on review. He shares the concern that websites which claim to promote harm minimisation may be banned.
The important topic is instruction in the information about safe drug use, for example. The idea that that should be prevented so that people can't learn how to safely use drugs, I think, is something which I find quite unacceptable.
The Australian Christian Lobby has been a big supporter of the government's internet filter plan. Spokesman Lyle Shelton.
ACL support of an internet filter has nothing to do with any desire to quash free speech in this country. It's all about the protection of children online. If there's grey areas under refused classification that need to be discussed, we can have that debate as a community. But I can't see the community wanting to see, you know, sites which tell young people how to take drugs as legitimate free speech. But that's a debate for the review.
Robbie Swan is the spokesman for the Australian Sex Party. He's hoping the review will legalise some types of pornography which are currently banned.
Bondage material is consenting. I mean, people say that they want to be spanked on the bottom, so it's consenting. But under the guidelines at the moment, the RC material says that it's a form of violence, which is a bit silly, really.
So do you think that this review may result in fetish videos becoming legal?
I don't know that that would be the case. I mean, I would hope that that in fact consenting fetishes would be become legal under this, but I can't see Senator Conroy agreeing to that.
Any changes to the refused classification guidelines have to be approved by every Attorney General in every state and territory. It's an arrangement which has already frustrated fans of violent or raunchy video games who've been campaigning for several years to be able to play them. Any computer game which doesn't rate MA or less is banned in Australia, which raises the prospect of the internet filter blocking access to what would otherwise be mainstream fare for gamers. Barbara Biggins was the convener of the Classification Review Board for 7 years. She's predicting the filter will be delayed for a very long time.
The ministers responsible for censorship don't move very quickly because it's a cooperative scheme and they only meet at intervals of several months. Plus, they usually call for public comment. If ever the classification guidelines are going to be reviewed, the community itself has to have its say.
Stay tuned for a very colourful public consultation process.
Simon Lauder.